Number 52. 52 in our camp books.
Savior, kind and tender,
This morning we considered those passages in Revelation that talked about the worship that takes place around the throne. And again tonight we have an opportunity to join that everlasting song. Enter into those praises that are offered day and night to the Lamb, to the one who sits upon the throne. And so let's just open our hearts. Let's worship him with all our hearts. Lord, open our eyes to see. Let's sing together number 21, our hymn book, number 21 in the hymn book. We can stand as we sing.
Praise. thank you that we can again come in your house and worship you because you are worthy.
Yes, amen.
Oh, Lord, we don't come to you at this moment with needs or with prayer, but we just come to worship you, Lord, for who you are, what you have done for us, the great almighty God who sent his Son down to earth for our sins, to redeem us, to purify us, to make us more like himself. We give you thanks, O God. We worship you from our hearts. We pray, O God, that you will increase our worship. Cause us, O God, to get a greater sight of the Lord God. O Jesus, we need you in such a great way. We pray, O God, that you will come and meet our great need.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Oh, how sweet. like us yet to sing The Healer. And that's number 134. You can sit down. Sit down. I just feel sometimes we sing better, right? When we're up on our feet. But we can sing from our seats as well. 134. Sing that last verse. The Bible tells us in James, is any sick among you, that they should call for the elders of the church, and that they would anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, and that the prayer of faith would save the sick, and the Lord would raise them up. And so our sister Gladys has asked tonight to be anointed with oil. She has some physical needs. And so in obedience to those words, we ought to anoint her and surround her with our faith and with our love tonight. The prayer of faith So we're going to do that at this time. I'd like to ask the brethren that are here, to come and pray for her with me. So, Dad, would you come? And Brother John, would you join us? Brother Pedro? Hallelujah. Brother Tom, would you come? And Brother Willie? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Around here. Maybe we all like to stand. And this is really something you touch God now for us to pray as if you were the one who needed to touch your body. If there are others, Brother John Chapter.
Thank you.
there anyone else who would like to be anointed? But if you would like to be prayed for, would like to do that tonight. Anyone else like that?
Yeah, that's me. I've had this temptation in my body, and you know, I can resist in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He has spoken to me, and he said he would take care of this issue. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What am I to do? Well, I should take it from him. Take it.
Lord.
Thank you.
Well, let's pray for him. For Dad.
Gives a victory.
for your presence.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You are here. Your presence means salvation. Yes, Lord. Oh, you are present. Perform your works. Your saving works. Your healing works. Oh, that work. Lord Jesus, having ascended on high, he has shed forth this, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to inhabit our lives, our being. Oh, thank you, Lord. Fill us all afresh with the Holy Ghost. Lord, it's our desire and our intention to live solely for your praise. Lord, we're going from this place. Oh, Lord, lead on, O King Eternal.
Yes, Lord.
The day of, what is it?
March has come.
March has come. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we're here, Lord, to fight this battle.
Yes, Lord.
And gain that victory which you have purchased for us on Calvary.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah, it's complete. Hallelujah.
It's complete. What more can you say than you have said to us who for refuge have fled to Jesus? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think it's our responsibility to see that those who are ill be made well. What do you think? It's not just solely one individual, but the collective faith of the Church of God, the people of God. We need to pray one for another. Pray one for another that we might be healed. And not only in our bodies, but in our souls.
Yes.
Our souls need healing. But the Lord has it for us. I feel the Lord has a work yet to perform in me. In me. Only he can do it. But he's brought us together in his presence to work. To free us from all sin. And that which binds us.
Hallelujah.
Binds us. And we can't serve as we ought. As we ought. I want to thank all who have served here during this period. God is not unmindful to remember your service of love that you have performed to the saints and continue to perform. You see, when we go from this place, let it be the same purpose with us. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to take our stand where he places us and believe that he will come forth and manifest himself, Jesus, and be glorified. I thank you. I guess you may be seated. Are you going to stop it? Sit down.
We have one more verse.
Yes, yes.